high short kick that is going to come up and bounce at the 20. Rutgers has a chance to recover it, and they do! What a play by the Scarlet Knights!
Get it to Harper with three, with two, with one. Harper for the win! Got it!
10 and 10 at the 21. Wimsett hands it off. It's Manunga getting to the corner left. 20, 15, catching to 10. Manunga down near the goal line. He is in! Touchdown, Rutgers!
Now with six. Baker making his move with five. Step back three for the lead. Oh. Yeah! With 1.1 to go.
Happy Monday here at the Scarlet Faithful Podcast. I'm Aaron Brightman. This episode, you know, it's a wild, wild west in terms of college basketball offseason happening at the same time as the postseason, the NIT, and the NCAA tournament kicking off this week. Selection Sunday just occurred, and the transfer portal opened here on Monday, and Rutgers already getting some news here in terms of players entering the portal. So it's ever-changing. It's completely fluid. Things are going to just be rapid fire here for a little while, I think. Rutgers wanting to figure out who's coming, who's going, and get that roster set as soon as possible in the offseason, which is no easy task whatsoever in this day and age. Certainly want to avoid last season, Steve Peichel talking after senior day in a loss to Ohio State, in regard to how late they went into the offseason in figuring out the roster, had those late departures, of course, with Cam Spencer and Paul Mulcahy, and having the offseason begin so early with, unfortunately, not making the postseason really is helpful, I think, in terms of roster construction. Now in the offseason, you're seeing teams not playing in the NIT, wanting to just get a jump on next season's roster, St. John's most notably, some other schools as well that I'm kind of blanking on. Indiana's another. So Rutgers in the same boat without the option of going to the NIT, although there were some teams with losing records that are going to the NIT. That's a discussion for another day. But what we know so far, I've been able to confirm, and there's been other reports as well, but Derek Simpson just came out in terms of, and I was able to confirm that he's entered the transfer portal. Also, Antonio Troll, which was previously reported last week. And then also two walk-ons so far, Jacob Morales and Daniel Vesey. So that's two scholarship players for Rutgers that have officially entered the transfer portal. Again, this is so fluid that by the time I get this out, I mean, an hour later, someone else could go in. Obviously, end-of-season conversations are occurring. I've talked about last week just the guard situation with Rutgers and if Jeremiah Williams and Jamichael Davis do return, which they're expected to. Jamichael Davis, I would think, is the most likely Rutgers player to return next year based on his growth as a freshman, but also his friendship, longtime friendship with Ace Bailey, the top recruit coming in. For Rutgers this offseason, highly anticipated entry into the program. Seems pretty likely he'll be back. And obviously got a lot of playing time as a freshman, did some good things, struggled shooting the ball. But then Jeremiah Williams, you know, who obviously showed out some here at the end of the season after becoming eligible with the two-time transfer rule being waived and then his gambling suspension being lifted. He did some good things as well, spurred that four-game winning streak for Rutgers. So both of them are expected to be back. You obviously have Dylan Harper, another top recruit. Bailey, Ace Bailey, and Dylan Harper, 2 5-star, top three or four. The rankings changed a little bit, but obviously a power duo. But Dylan Harper, Jeremiah Williams, and Jamichael Davis, that reality made it tough for Derek Simpson to return. And I think, honestly, this is the best move for both the program and Derek Simpson. Derek Simpson looking to go elsewhere. He did some good things for this program. He certainly developed on the defensive end. Unfortunately, offensively, his decision-making and his shot-making really lacked this year. He was thrust into a bigger role than previously expected after the departures of Cam Spencer and Paul Mulcahy. And it's tough. You know, he's extremely likable. I've spoken to him several times. I've had him on the podcast before. I have a video from, you know, preseason media day He was super likable and really wanted the best for the program. And unfortunately, he just did not develop this past season the way everyone had hoped. And you know, I think no, as a three-star recruit, you know, the obvious comparisons to Geo Baker, again, no one's fault, but I think it certainly did not make it easier for him. And then having to emerge right away after really not playing that much as a freshman, not nearly as much as Jamichael Davis did, and needing to be a starter and kind of run the offense and lead the charge, it just didn't work. It didn't work. And, you know, it's not for lack of trying with Derek Simpson and with the coaching staff, but I think that results never really changed. I still thought, unfortunately, you know, some of his decision-making with his shots, fell in love with that mid-range jumper, did not get to the rim the way he did at times, as effectively as last year, and just really struggled to make shots. I'm not going to go – I don't have his stats in front of me, but, I mean, he shot low 30% for the season. You know, it just it never got better for him. And it was a big part of why Rutgers struggled so much offensively. He had games where he was a great distributor, and then he had other games where he didn't do much of that at all. He was very reliant on his first couple shots, and then if they went down, great, and if they didn't, things kind of went south. So it's unfortunate. He's a Jersey kid, really good family. By all accounts, was a stand-up, you know, kid in the program. But we'll see where he ultimately lands. I think, you know, dropping down a level could be really beneficial for him. I think he could, well, I mean, who knows, long-term, right? I mean, the portal, he could have a really good year somewhere at a lower level and then bounce back up to a high major. I still think he could be a role player for a high major program. But I think for Rutgers, in terms of the time available that was going to be there for him next year, I think it makes sense for him to go and develop and grow somewhere else. And I think for Rutgers, you know, I talked about the makeup of the backcourt, you know, with Simpson, Davis, Williams, and Harper. I mean, I really believe that you need as many shooters as possible, not only for the health of the program and the ceiling of next year's team, but also just in terms of how your backcourt's constructed. You can't have four guards that all need the ball in their hands that can all drive. But, you know, Dylan hasn't had a chance to prove it yet. I think he's going to be a good three-point shooter at the college level. So far, Jeremiah Williams, Jamichael Davis, and Derek Simpson have not proven to be good three-point shooters at the college level. So you need shooters. You need guys with different makeups. And Jamichael Davis and Derek Simpson were two like-for-like. And again, Davis unlikely to leave. I think that made the decision probably easier for Simpson, knowing there was a little bit of a logjam there. So I think it's positive that he's made the decision quickly. I think it's good for both him and Rutgers in terms of doing it quickly. He's going to have, you know, a range of options come to him rather swiftly, and Rutgers can immediately start looking for a guard. You know, in terms of the scholarship limit, you know, Rutgers needs guys to leave to be under that limit. You can have 13 scholarship players under control with Simpson and Troll. Now they're back at 13. If everybody else returned, that is highly unlikely. Still waiting on decisions from Mawat Mag, from Cliff Omori, from anyone else on the roster. I've mentioned that I thought Agboole and Antoine Wolfolk kind of were Simpson-Davis dynamic, kind of like for like there. So, you know, would not be surprised if one of them ultimately left. You have Oscar Palmquist, who has to make a decision. So there could be, I mean, I've talked about it before in previous podcasts, but I expect several guys to leave. And again, it's not necessarily an indictment of the program at all. I think it's just a matter of fit. And it's also guys checking their value, market value. NIL's changed everything. And that is going to be a factor. And I think as much as well-intentioned as Rutgers is to get things set as soon as possible, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard simply because of the reality of the NIL. I mean, the transfer portal window for undergrads is open for 45 days now. Then it's going to close, but then the grad transfers will have a separate window. There's the NBA entry deadline, which I don't think is going to impact Rutgers at all. But there's two separate windows there, and it's going to be challenging. So the next 6 weeks is going to be a roller coaster, just in terms of who they add as aside from who leaves. So we'll find out soon, I think. I think in the next week, things will shake out in terms of who's actually entering the portal in this first round. Hopefully, that's all that it is, that whoever does want to leave does leave, and whoever stays will stay. You need that stability, but it's not a perfect system. It's not even close to a perfect system. So the reality is you're constantly going to have to be recruiting your roster and building your roster. It's a 24/7, 365 deal. This is the part of the program that I, on my own, promote the fact that, hey, if you want to help, get involved with the collective, whether it's the Knights Society or Knights of the Raritan, donate, resources, become a member, because Rutgers needs his help, and not just basketball, all the coaches, all the programs, every program needs NIL help, because this is just, the microscope is on basketball right now, but it happens in every sport. So in terms of Rutgers basketball, we know a little bit more here on the first day of the portal. Again, more could happen as the night enters. But right now we know Antonio Chol, who just can never break into the rotation, and then Derek Simpson, who was a key starter for this team, might as well just end up looking up his stats. But in terms of, I'm on KenPom right now, for Derek Simpson, looking at the team, Rutgers right now at 100 for what it's worth. But Derek Simpson, his offensive rating was just under 90, which is pretty tough. He shot just 86.4% from the foul line, which was 93rd best nationally, 70 of 81. So that he was very valuable there. He's a really good defender. He was 179th in steal rate nationally at 3.1. His assist rate, he had a pretty good assist rate, 23.4%, 252nd best nationally. But shooting 2-point percentage, just 31.3%. That's a big struggle. He was number two on the team in shot attempts, so obviously a negative factor there. And he shot just 28.2% from 3-point range, 20-71. Derek Simpson moving on, Antonio Chol moving on, Tu Watkins, Daniel Vesey, Jacob Morales moving on. There's going to be plenty more to come in terms of who ultimately enters the portal. No timetable, but again, today's just the first day, Monday. Expect more to enter the portal. Ultimately, there's a lot of names out there in terms of guys that have entered the portal that Rutgers could potentially be involved in. I don't really want to get into that yet because a lot of it's speculative, and I think Rutgers is going to try to, you know, find replacements as soon as they can, but that's obviously a process. You know, got to get guys to come visit. You know, NIL is involved in all that. So it's going to be a tenuous offseason in terms of patience, and we're going to get you through it. I want to thank everyone. I have now over 1,000 subscribers to the YouTube channel. My followers on Apple and Spotify, or Apple's over 500. I think Spotify's close to that. So really appreciate everyone that listens and watches this podcast on various platforms. I'm also over 11,000 followers on Twitter now. You should follow me on Twitter, because sometimes, especially when breaking news now, I'm going to get things out there right away, and then I'll get on the podcast and talk about it. But appreciate everyone that listens and watches the Scarlet Faithful podcast. And this is going to be quite the offseason, obviously pivotal for Rutgers basketball. Steve Peichel and the staff hard at work, and it's going to be fascinating. I wanted to get into some things about analytics and the NCAA tournament. Don't want to make this too long today. Wanted to get this out right away. The Derek Simpson news just broke, so I'm going to get this out, and we'll plenty to talk about this week. Also, we'll have a wrestling preview for Nationals, which begin on Thursday. Full preview with Eric Vesper coming later this week as well. Tune in for that, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe sooner. If some bigger names hit the portal tonight, I'll be back. Talk to you soon.